This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein with you here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and streaming on the go with the free Odyssey app. Here with you on a Saturday morning, February 15th, live and local until 12 noon. And it is the first weekend following the conclusion of the 2024-2025 NFL season, and I've still got football on my mind. Still got football on my mind. It's truly the league that never sleeps. There's trade rumors that I'm getting excited about. Myles Garrett, the big name. Quarterbacks on the move, right? The Jets officially said goodbye to Aaron Rodgers. I'm kind of interested. I don't know about you guys. I'm very interested to see where Kirk Cousins will play next year. I think he's going to be a starting quarterback. I think my best guess right now is Vegas or the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's quarterbacks on the move, NFL trade rumors. I've got football on my mind, excited about the free agents that want to come to Washington, right? That was the big Luvu quote this week. I've had people reach out to me, say they want to come play with you. I mean, how cool is that, right? And I'll say this. My take is that I want Washington to be the most aggressive team this offseason. The most aggressive team this offseason. Adam Peters worked the phones throughout this part of the offseason, right? Until you get to that March 12th date there where you can start signing free agents. And then, of course, we work towards the draft. And I think that's where he's going to do his best work. I really do believe that Adam Peters made a lot of great moves in free agency. And he did, right? He's executed a couple of big trades before in his time being assistant GMs and now the head GM here in Washington. But I think what he was brought in here for was his ability to scout and make the right draft pick, because that is so important when you're talking about building up a franchise. And what they did this offseason with not just Jaden Daniels, I mean, because of course that was a slam dunk, but Mikey Sainristil, that looks to be a great pick, right? Johnny Newton looks to be a great pick. Brandon Coleman looks to be a really good pick. Maybe McCaffrey or Ben Sennett will pop, but they did some great work in one offseason with Adam Peters in the draft, so I think we have to be one of the most aggressive teams this offseason. We're going to chat quickly about the NBA All-Star break. Yes, it's this weekend. I had some people, you know, call into my show this week, say, I didn't realize it was NBA All-Star weekend because I haven't been paying attention. Three-point contest, dunk contest, skills challenge. I don't have an answer to make it relevant again. I don't have an answer to make you guys want to watch it. I want to vent about how much I used to love this as a kid and how disappointed I am that nobody cares anymore, right? I told the story about how I had my little Fisher-Price basketball hoop that you put water in the bottom of it so it wouldn't fall down, and I would turn into Blake Griffin during All-Star weekend in my basement, right? And Peja Stojakovic for the three-point challenge. And I used to love the Friday night celebrity game. We talked about it yesterday. I didn't recognize any of the celebrities except for Shaboozy, I mean, what the hell happened to the NBA All-Star Weekend? NHL's on a break with the Four Nations face-off. College hoops, we inch closer to March, and I'm bringing back a popular segment, Who's Got a Chance to Dance? All the local schools, who has a shot to make it in to the NCAA tournament? March is always my favorite month. Well, it's time to get a head start on your bracket. Let AWOD do the research for you. Who's Got a Chance to Dance coming up on the show today? Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Mitch Tischler will join us at 10 a.m. from the Beltway Football Podcast. And I was just listening to that this morning. We're live and local till 12 noon. And I did want to start with a topic that I've debated with my friends, I've debated with my listeners in Richmond, and I wanted to bring it to my audience here in Washington, D.C. I believe this is the most important offseason in Commanders history. I believe this is the most important offseason in Commanders history. It's way more important than anything in the 70s and then the 80s when they had their run and the 90s with two Super Bowls, right? This is way more important than anything back then because of how bad it got for 25 years. Because it felt like we were never going to be successful again. Because it felt like Dan Snyder ruined this franchise forever and lost the fan base and lost home field advantage and lost the energy that used to come to the DMV on Sundays when this team was good. And then we got all that back. But you got to make sure this wasn't a flash in the pan and that you can strike again. Right, so I think Washington has to take advantage of the success of this season. Like, it created energy, excitement in the fan base. You just won 12 games for the first time in 30 years. If you go out and win 8 next year, you've lost everyone. You made it to the NFC Championship game. You set a standard and expectation, and you're really not that far behind the Eagles. Right, you beat them once this season, and then they blew out the Chiefs. If it wasn't for the 4 turnovers, maybe it's Washington going against the Chiefs. Right? I mean, it really could have been a close game if it wasn't for the 4 turnovers. You're 1 game away from the Super Bowl. That's how close you are. You lost to a division rival. You're not that far away from being a contender again, but it's also an arms race. And every team will go into the offseason expecting to get to the NFC Championship game. And every team in the NFC probably got a couple week head start on Washington already. Like, the 49ers will reload. I am very nervous to see what San Francisco does this offseason. I think hiring Robert Saleh to come back to be the DC is huge. They're going to be awesome again on the defensive side of the ball. The Lions won 15 games. You can't write them out. The Packers are building. I really do think the Bucs are good. Like, I don't want to go to Tampa and play them in a playoff game again. There's so many teams that will regroup and bring in more talent, and you've got to keep pace with them, and you're not picking as high as them. So it's all about recruiting free agents, making maybe one splash trade, because now you have to take advantage of your window of opportunity you've created with Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal. Jaden Daniels is on a rookie deal. You have to take advantage of that. He showed he belonged all season long, and especially in that awesome playoff run where he out-dueled Jared Goff, where he was better than Baker Mayfield, who coughed the ball up and put it on the ground. Now you need to put more pieces around him to make him better. Because this 12-win year was fantastic, but every single thing had to go right. You stayed healthier than you have in a long time. Noah Brown had to catch a Hail Mary. Dante Fowler Jr. picked 6. He had a career season. He's never been that good. Luvu, career year. Deami Brown exploded on the scene in January. Guys played at an all-time high, and Dan Quinn deserves a lot of credit for that, right? The competitive environment that he created in that building where everyone loved each other, the brotherhood, and they just played the best of their abilities. Everybody played better than they have for most of their career this season. They all, like, peaked this year. Some of them will keep playing to that level, but not everyone, and it's going to be nearly impossible to replicate this season. You have to get better, a lot better. Even Jaden Daniels, right? My co-host in Richmond, Michael Phillips, did a great segment of this with an NFL insider. It was breaking down how He had an unreal completion percentage and no fumbles all season for a guy that ran 850 yards, no lost fumbles. Like, it's going to be almost impossible to repeat what Jaden Daniels did this season, right? Completion percentage will probably drop down a little bit. Maybe he'll have a couple more turnovers. But can he have more explosive plays because we put more talent around him? And the offensive line can be better so that he'll have more time in the pocket, right? If Jaden can just... if Jaden could just do what he did this year and maybe take the slightest of step backs, but if we have more talent on the defensive side of the ball, more players around him on the offensive side of the ball, the team can lift up and be just as good as they were 12 games and advancing to the NFC Championship game. The only way that you repeat this season's success is to hit in free agency, to hit in the draft, and maybe even make a splash trade. You have to go out and be the most aggressive team in the NFL, because you got to take advantage of your window of opportunity with Jaden on a rookie contract. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. I've been arguing all week long. I think this is the most important offseason in Commanders history. How do you build off of this year's success? How do you maximize your window of opportunity? I'm going to keep it positive. I think they will. I really do. I don't think they're going to take a step back. And I'll also be arguing on the show today that I would not consider what Houston did this season to be a step back. I heard this topic on Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye's show, Grant and Danny this week, brought it up on my show as well. I just disagree that Houston took a step back when you consider they won their division and they won a playoff game. What is the goal for Washington this season, right? Well, everyone's going to say, oh, the goal is to win a Super Bowl. I've set the goal for this season for me to feel like we've built something here and build off this season's success. For me, the goal is to host a playoff game. And I think a lot of you agree with me. To host a playoff game next year, that'd be a step forward. Even if that's just 10 wins and winning the division and then winning that home playoff game, but maybe you lose in the divisional round. If you do not completely repeat the success of the NFC Championship game, is it still a step forward? Yes, it is for me. The next step forward is hosting a playoff game. That's what I want to see Washington do. And how do they do that? I think they've got to be super aggressive this offseason. And they're being mentioned in trade rumors for Myles Garrett. Let's do it. Let's execute that, Adam Peters. Let's make sure that happens. Myles Garrett's don't grow on trees, as I think Chris Russell told me this week. You have to make sure that you have an opportunity to get that guy, that you are aggressive. Because every single year we see this. There are teams that are falling off, and they're ready to rebuild, and they're trading away their stars. Oh, yeah, doesn't that sound like Washington? When you traded away Montez Sweat and Chase Young? Like, Chicago jumped on that. I'm not saying it's worked out with Chicago for Montez Sweat, and, you know, Chase is now probably going to be looking for another home, not New Orleans. But, like, that's the example every year, is that there's a team that's a seller. Right now, that's Cleveland. I mean, I've got a AWOD power rankings for heading into the 2025 offseason. I'll tell you, Cleveland's at the bottom of the list. I don't know anybody that wants to go to Cleveland. I know the people want to get out of Cleveland, and I know they don't have a quarterback for next season. And I think they should have fired their coach. They're at the bottom of the list. Someone's going to take advantage of that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Welcome back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. AUDACY gives you the ability to take the radio show with you on the road. Most important offseason command history. That's what AWOD has to say. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Do you have a position group that you would say is the most important for Washington to upgrade? I mean, I like so many guys on the roster. That's why I'm glad I'm not the GM. Because Adam Peters, not Adam Epstein, will have to take the emotions out of it. And I think taking the emotion out of it would be to let De'Ami Brown go get paid somewhere else. I mean, almost every position on the roster can be upgraded. Except for quarterback, I think. Like, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu were so good. Is it an upgrade at linebacker if you bring in somebody else and get younger there so you have more depth at that position? I mean, that's what you need to do. We need to upgrade. We need to have two guys deep at every position, backups, right? I mean, that's how the Eagles got to the Super Bowl and won the whole thing. They had a starting offensive line was great and guys that were right there ready to replace them and go in and be great as well. Same with their defensive line. Do you think this is the most important offseason in Commanders history? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring. What's up, Scott?
Adam, what's up, bud?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I agree with you. Very important all season. However, everybody has to realize, I mean, how many people were replaced last year that, you know, from the old regime. And I really believe their approach is going to be the same. They're going to make moves that make sense, but it's going to be for the long haul. I think this year they'll probably there'll be some more multi-year contracts, guys they bring in. Not so many one-year deals, but I don't know that the big splash is going to be made unless it makes sense. But for the first time in a long time, I trust the people making the decision, so I'm good with whatever they do. I really am.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that, and I'm glad that we can say that, right? For the first time in a long time, I trust the guys making the decisions, and I do trust Adam Peters, but I do think you have to make at least one splash trade because, well, there's so many needs for this team, and you have the number 29 pick. It's not like last year where you have the number 2 overall pick in every single round, so it's not going to be as easy to get those replacements. So if you have the opportunity to make a splash and do a sign-and-trade for T. Higgins, or like we're talking about the trade for Myles Garrett, I think they might have to do one splash trade because the draft pick's not as high.
Right. I agree. But, again, like you mentioned, we don't need the number 2 pick this year because we got the guy behind, under center, so yeah. We're good there.
So, Scott, is your take this? Let me just get this straight. Is your take, for the first time in 30 years, you're going to sit back all summer, put your feet up, and just let Adam cook?
I will. I mean, how can I not? They told us last offseason that this wasn't a rebuild, that it was a retread or whatever the word they used was, and you know everybody was skeptical, and we were hoping for the best. And a lot of things went right. We ended up in the NFC Championship. But who would have thought that? I mean, come on, man. You got to let these guys make the decisions. And you know, we can always second-guess it. And sometimes we'll be right after the fact. But who's better than him right now to make the decision? Howie Roseman, maybe. But other than that, who else?
Yeah, good call, Scott. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I got back this week from New Orleans after doing live shows there on Radio Row, and I ran into NBC Sports analyst and fantasy football expert Matthew Berry, who is also a diehard Commanders fan, and I asked him about this offseason. Let's take a listen to Matthew Berry on AWOD Radio.
But I think we are coming up on the most important offseason in Washington football history.
Okay.
We know what we have in Jaden Daniels. We have obviously a tremendous amount of cap space. We have 4 years. We have Jaden's rookie deal. We have 4 years. We have a very specific window, right? And so how do we maximize those 4 years? And you know, it's not a particularly strong draft class. We are, thanks to our success this year, gonna have a very late draft pick. So free agency especially is going to be so important. And look, Adam Peters did a great job last year finding value. You know, you think about Zach Ertz. You think about Noah Brown, Zacchaeus, Luvu, Bobby Wagner. I mean, it's on and on and on. Just value, just pieces that hit. So now we've got some money to play with, and now we're an attractive destination thanks to the culture that DQ has built, thanks to the success, thanks to Five. So how do we, you know, we don't have a ton of bullets, but we've got some.
Yeah.
How do we deploy them, so to speak?
Most important offseason in Commanders history. You heard it there from NBC analyst Matthew Berry. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. I wonder, you know, Max, you can chime in now. I mean, will you ever have the fan base like this again? Will you ever have the grip on the fan base like this again? Like, this is the time to strike. Get a Myles Garrett. Draft well. Maybe sign T. Higgins or Godwin. Spend wise. Go build on this season. What does that look like? I mean, we have to do everything to make sure that we can try to host a playoff game next year, win the division. We got to keep pace with the Eagles, who just won the Super Bowl. How do we do that? We got to get better on the offensive line, the defensive line. It is such a crucial offseason, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the Eagles are paying everybody. They're going to lose a couple guys in this offseason. So taking some guys away from them might be kind of a route towards success.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat, Zach Bond are both, I believe, coming off of are going to be unrestricted free agents. So bringing them in for added depth from just, like, championship experience, things like that, could definitely help out this young roster for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if we will sign any Eagles. I personally don't want Josh Sweat. Like, I just think that defensive line was so good as a whole that, you know, he stepped up and had all those great numbers, I'm not sure that he's going to have that production in Washington. You know, Bond is a good piece for them. So interesting. He was a special teamer for so long, finally got his opportunity, and was awesome. I mean, there's going to be guys like that all around the league, and maybe even guys that have ties to the 49ers and Adam Peters. Like I saw Dre Greenlaw, right, as an option. Maybe
Tre'Varius
for Washington,
Ward.
Right? Tre'Varius, exactly, right? Also, there's so and that's the other thing that I want to talk about real quick is I think Washington's going to go after guys that have one of three connections, a connection to Cliff Kingsbury, right, like Zach Ertz, the connection to Dan Quinn, like Bobby Wagner, or the connection to Adam Peters. So maybe a former Cardinal, former Cowboy, or a former 49er is kind of what I'm expecting this offseason. But I will say, definitely there's going to be a guy that played for Dan Quinn in Dallas. And I know Craig Hoffman circled that defensive lineman, Osu, for the Cowboys as an option. I mean, there's going to be guys that are familiar with Dan Quinn and his style that want to come to Washington for that reason. What is Washington going to do to take advantage of this opportunity here? And I wanted to go back to the fact that, you know, I was the one that coined the phrase, the 2.5-year plan for Adam Peters, right? That was the plan. He was brought in here, 2.5-year plan to win the Super Bowl, right? It was a first off season. All right, he did pretty dang good with free agency in the draft when you consider he got Jaden Daniels his first offseason. One full season, right? Another offseason where I expect them to get better in probably 4 or 5 key positions at least, right? We're going to need to bring in 6 or 7 new players to be starters this offseason. Then another full season, one more offseason, and that's, I think, when we could advance to the Super Bowl. And we're on track. And like I said before, if we make the playoffs again next year, that's still a great step. Back-to-back playoff berths. Back-to-back. You don't just win a Super Bowl. You don't just win a Super Bowl. All right? Philadelphia, back-to-back-to-back playoff berths, right? 4 years. And they made it to the Super Bowl. And then they fell off that year. But they still made it in the postseason. Even though they went to Tampa and lost on the road last year, right? Like, they were still in the playoffs. You have to build. And so we talked about it this week. And I know some people are going to be upset if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round next year. And I'm going to be devastated, of course, but I would still consider that a successful season. And I think the goal is to host the playoff game next season. How do we achieve that goal? I think we need 6 or 7 new impact players this year. It's free agents like Luvu or Chin like we had this past year, and it's draft picks like we had with Jaden, Newton, Sanderstill, and others. You got to get better at a lot of positions, and you got to bring in some new pieces. This is most important offseason in my mind in Commanders history. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Who do you want to Washington to sign this offseason? I think it's the most important offseason in franchise history. You have got to make sure that they build off of this year's success. There's no way you can take a step back. You're going to lose so many fans, I think, if all of a sudden you go from 12 wins back down to a 6 or 7 win mediocre season. You got to build off of this season's success. What does that look like for me? That's a home playoff game, or at least getting back into the postseason again. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to Sam in Fairfax. Sam, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. I was just saying, you know, it's just saying who, right? What I would think is, yeah, trust the process about specific picks, but I would say, what do we want for the team? And the, like I was telling to the guy I was talking to on the phone, right? Like if you look back at teams that have been super successful, right? Once you get a big piece like a linchpin, like Jaden Daniels, like when you had a Brady or Mahomes, then they make their receivers and everybody else around them better. So what you really need to focus on strategically is, hey, it's the lines, right? It's like building a foundation for your house. The O-line and the D-line, I mean, look at the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl without even blitzing once, right, with the D-line. So ultimately, I think that should be the focus. Where are the holes in our foundation, which are the lines, right? That would be my recommendation, if that makes sense.
No, you're so right about that. I mean, it starts on the line, right? You have to build up offensive line and especially the defensive line. They got exposed against the Eagles. You're right about that. But also, you know, I would argue Washington's the most desperate team in the NFL for a better receiver, right? The Eagles had A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. We just have Terry.
I would say that's honestly, if you look at Brady's, you know, greatness, right? One of the best stats that people don't talk about is the most number of receivers that he's thrown touchdowns to. It's like 80 something. He beat Marino. I think if you have a great quarterback, with I think we have, right? That if he has time and if he's allowed to do it, he's going to make anybody look better and make the receivers better. So ultimately, I think if you get the line right, everything else will fall into place.
I totally see what you're saying there. That's a great point, man. I see what you're saying there, and I think we saw that this season. When Jaden had time, he made Olamide Zaccheaus better than he's been for his career. Same with Tiami Brown, Noah Brown as well. So I think you're right that a good quarterback definitely makes guys around him better. I would just argue that it's a crime to have Jaden go into his second year and throwing it to Zaccheaus and Tiami Brown.
Roger that. But he's going to make whoever, you know, we got talent, you know, is going to come in those positions, right? It's ultimately that, you know, it's about making them better and get their confidence up. That's why I'm saying ultimately you got to build the foundation right, and then everything else will fall into place. But and then trust, and like somebody said earlier, you got to trust the process. At least we now have some people who know what they're doing, it's at least seemingly, right? So
Yeah. It's
going to be a good year, I think. Have a good one, man.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. I think everybody's got, you know, the same sentiment is, yes, it's important offseason, but I can sit back as a Commanders fan and smile knowing that I actually do trust the guy in charge. For the first time in my lifetime, we can say that, in Adam Peters. And, you know, I did a segment yesterday on my show based off of an article I read that said 10 moves the Philadelphia Eagles made that led to a Super Bowl win. Now, Max, when I talk about these moves, think about how you can compare it to Washington, all right? So, number one was hiring Howie Roseman. They did that all the way back in, I think, 2000, but there was a year where he lost power and Chip Kelly was there and then ultimately got power again, and it was Roseman that brought in all the talent in the past few off seasons. Hiring Sirianni, hate him or love him, 2 Super Bowls in 4 years and 1 Lombardi Trophy. Hiring Fangio, that maybe was the most underrated move that anybody made this offseason. Dolphins and Fangio.
They wanted him out.
What?
Dolphins fans wanted Fangio gone.
Exactly. And he came into Philadelphia, and I don't think anybody in Philadelphia was excited because they heard, oh, Fangio doesn't blitz? How are we going to beat anyone? Well, the front four, right? Fangio had the same idea as Jack Del Rio. His team just executed it, right? So Hiring Roseman, Sirianni, Fangio, I kind of compare that to Washington hiring Peters, Dan Quinn, and Cliff Kingsbury. For us, it's the boy wonder on offense, not the defense coordinator. Drafting Jalen Hurts. I think it's pretty funny. A lot of people forget when they drafted Hurts, it was to back up Carson Wentz. In the Super Bowl that Hurts won, Carson Wentz was backing up Patrick Mahomes. We drafted Jaden Daniels. Trading for A.J. Brown, right? That was a massive move that they made. I believe they traded a first-round pick, 18th overall, and maybe a second or a third for him. He has improved. He's gotten better than the guy that was a great player for Tennessee. He's now one of the top receivers in the league, if not the best. And then you look at signing Saquon Barkley, right? We're still missing on that position there in my mind. Signing Bond. Well, could that be our Luvu or maybe our Bobby Wagner? And then the big move they made was drafting 3 great offensive linemen, Lane Johnson, the starting center, and Mailata, who was like a 7th-round pick rugby player who turned into an all-pro. So think about how Washington could do that, right? So what have we done this past offseason? Well, who's going to be here on long-term contracts? Luvu and maybe Jeremy Chinn. Like, I think he's earned it, and hopefully Wagner sticks around for another year, but I think we're not going to win a Super Bowl with Bobby Wagner as the starting linebacker, in my mind. Right, he was a guy that came in here to build the culture and to get us to win again, but if we're going to win the Super Bowl, I think we need to be younger at that position. So I'd point to 2 free agents, Luvu and Chinn. All right, maybe Ertz could be included in that. But then it's Jaden Daniels, Johnny Newton, Sandra Still, Coleman, Senator McCaffrey. Like, you got better at probably seven starting spots out of 22, right? And think about it like this. When Ron Rivera left, we had to replace the entire cabinet, right? You need 22 starters. We needed 21 new ones. The only guy that was worth keeping, right? Terry McLaurin.
And Tressway.
Right? But I don't even really consider starting punter, right? I mean, we're talking about starting 11 offense, starting 11 defense. We needed 21 new players, all right? So you keep McLaurin, that's one, right? So you need 21 new. Well, you got seven this offseason, right? Lu Vu Chin, two, and then five impact draft picks, all right? So then now this offseason, we need seven new pieces. And then the next offseason, seven new pieces. And then we'll have a team that I think is championship caliber and not just, you know, because of Jaden Daniels playing, you know, above everybody's expectations, but because we built the foundations, like some of the callers have said. And so this offseason, I think you probably would like to get a T. Higgins wide receiver. I think you would like to get a really good edge rusher, maybe not a Myles Garrett. I know Chris Russell's been thrown out. Khalil Mack, I'd be okay with that as well. You'd like to find a young corner that's ready for a second contract. And that's what I need Adam Peters to cook with, right, is to find me a cornerback that is ready for a second deal and for it to be here in Washington. I don't want a guy that's on the last contract of his career, right? And I don't know if we're going to be able to draft a corner that high because our draft picks aren't that great. So maybe you think about it. They got a head start on the offseason trading for Lattimore. I'd like Lattimore to be cornerback too, right? Can we find a young corner that we overpay a little bit? Or he wants to come to Washington here. He's ready for a second contract. He hasn't peaked yet, and he becomes our cornerback one. And then you put Sanders still on the inside there. And then in the draft, you need two offensive linemen. You probably need two defensive linemen. And I think the draft is where we go big uglies. I know some people are going to want wide receiver in the draft or a running back in the draft or a cornerback in the draft. I think the draft's going to be a lot of guys that you haven't heard of. Offensive linemen from Nebraska, you know, defensive linemen from Georgia. It's going to be a lot of weight. We're going to try to get heavier this offseason. Sign me up. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Tris tweets me, the notion of Myles Garrett devouring quarterbacks for the Skins for the rest of his career, I would give, AWOD, I would give two first-round picks to make this happen any day and twice on Sunday. I wonder if we can send Payne to Cleveland and get even more value. So if you want to chime in on this offseason, 1-800-636-1067. I think it's the most important offseason in franchise history. I think they've got to be super aggressive. Yes, go get Myles Garrett if that's possible. Can we get T. Higgins? Can we put weapons around Jaden Daniels in free agency and then in the draft? Get younger and stronger on the O-line and the D-line. Bulk up if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Joe in RVA. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, thank you, Adam, for taking my call, sir. As far as off-season needs, I don't think they need to do as far as go down the road like Dan Snyder used to do back in the day as far as getting all these big names free agents, because they did, as I guess you would say, it really did, like the Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, they really didn't do anything for us. I mean, as far as helping this team win. So I don't think they need to spend a lot of money on free agency. Just go through the draft like Adam Peters wants to do. As far as off-season needs, I think the number one off-season need that nobody keeps talking about is the running game. Brian Robinson did nothing for me. I was tired of watching Brian Robinson gain 1 yard, 2 yards. And you don't need your starting quarterback to be the leading rusher on your team. Jaden Daniels is not going to stay healthy if he continues to be our leading rusher. If I'm the Commanders, I'm finding a running back through free agency and also finding a running back through the draft. Thank you for taking my call, Adam.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in, Joe. I'll say this first, all right? Great call there, and I hope, Max, I'm not sounding like Dan Snyder with my splashy move here, because he made a great point, right? I mean, we overpaid for Deion Sanders, Albert Haynesworth, Adam Archuleta, O.J. Atagwe. I mean, the list goes, Jason Taylor. I could name guys left and right that came to Washington and died. That was the end of their career. I would just argue that was Dan overpaying for guys. Now, we've created a destination image here with Washington being a place that players want to come because of Jaden Daniels, because of the environment that Dan Quinn has built, and Adam Peters, a young owner that people are excited for because he's only made good moves. I mean, Josh Harris in ownership. So I think that's the difference between Snyder and what I'm saying that I want them to do this year. Yes, you can say Snyder went out to get the splashy name, and that's what I'm saying. But I think the difference is they had to overpay for them then. Now I think people want to come here. Do you see what I'm saying, Max?
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. But in the same vein, like the big wide receiver that's going to hit the market this year is T. Higgins. And the reports are he's going to command over $30 million a year, which is a lot of money. And like so when you bring it back to Snyder, it feels like if we brought in T. Higgins at that price point, it would feel like a Dan Snyder-ish move, which is why I don't think we're going to go that way.
I don't think it's Dan Snyder-ish given his age, right?
Yeah.
Debo Samuel might be more Dan Snyder-ish. Cooper
if you paid Debo
maybe,
a ton
right?
of money, but I think Debo will get it. I've read things that said like fourth round, fifth round pick, like just a mid round would probably get it done. But yeah, it just kind of depends on like how much you're giving up to in order to get some of these guys.
Yeah, and then he asked me about the running back position, and let me respond to that real quick. Good call, Joe. So
it's a deep draft.
I've been kind of thinking, I've been trying to envision how does Washington's backfield look in 2025, and he is so right that if you want to keep Jaden healthy, he can't be your leading runner, right? I mean, he had a great season, and his threat makes it easier for everybody else. And we need a legit 1-2 punch there, right? So I have a feeling Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson. Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson for 2024. It will not be Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson 2025, and it shouldn't be. And I love Brian Robinson, but you want to upgrade at the position. And the caller said it. I've said it. I think most people say, look at Saquon Barkley. Oh, well, the Chiefs don't have a great running back, but they have Patrick Mahomes. Well, then you look like Bijan Robinson. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs there with the Lions. Like, Bucky Irving is even more exciting, I think, than B. Robin Ekeler with Tampa Bay. We clearly have to upgrade that position, right? Well, it's hard to get better than what Ekeler did in his role and can do in his role moving forward, right? I mean, you're not asking him to be an every down back. You're asking him to, you know, spell a starter and catch out of the backfield, maybe be involved in special teams. He was perfect in all of that, went healthy, right? Brian Robinson, you could absolutely improve from his production. As much as I love him, as much as I want him to be a Commander, like, I don't know if I see that happening. And so could Brian Robinson stay and be a David Montgomery to a Jahmyr Gibbs? Sure, but how do we get a Gibbs? Maybe there's a Gibbs in the draft, but will we have to spend a premium pick on a running back? And we've got some bigger needs, like O-line, defensive line, wide receiver. So what do you think Washington should do at running back? I envision next season being Austin Ekeler and a rookie running back. What do you think, Max?
There have been a lot of people calling to the Chris Russell Show, one in particular who has been banging the drum for Omarion Hampton. But it's such a deep running back class in this draft. I don't think a lot of people have realized it yet. There are so many.
Yeah. Travion Henderson from Richmond. And Judkins at Ohio State. The reason I like both those guys is they split the carries, so they're going to be pretty fresh. Ashton Jeanty, I think, is going to be great.
He's going to be incredible.
He's not going to fall to us.
No.
I don't want Scataboo. I have already claimed
really?
That. Yeah, I'm not a Scataboo guy.
Interesting. Why?
Yeah. Just not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another guy, Devin Neal, out of Kansas. The power, like he's kind of like the biggest power back coming out of this draft. And I think if you're looking for somebody who has a kind of a similar style to Brian Robinson, he's the guy that I think you'd want to target kind of late, mid to late rounds.
Right. And you agree with me. Who's more likely to come back, Austin Eckler?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, given his production last year at his price point, yeah, Austin Eckler would be the guy.
It's hard to upgrade at that role. But B-Rob, you absolutely could upgrade that role.
Yeah.
And Chris Russell made a great point on my show that, you know, he had the explosive run week two against the Giants. He had the explosive run against the Titans. Maybe one more throughout the season. Like, that was it. That was it. You need your starting running back to have 5 or 10 explosive runs in the season. Right? I mean, Saquon probably had 30 this year.
Feels like more.
Right? So, we need an upgrade at that position. And that's why I think it's so important this offseason, right? Because we have to upgrade at so many positions. Yes, we won 12 games, right? But it's still a roster that the year before won 4. A lot of them played above what their average is this year. And Dan Quinn deserves credit for that, and it's because of the environment he built. But that doesn't mean that you can expect them to play at that level again next year. Like, I do not think De'Ami Brown will ever have another January like this again. I don't. You have to upgrade over De'Ami Brown. Let him go get paid somewhere else. Let him go get paid somewhere else. Right? And I go back to what I said this past offseason, which was, if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn did not draft you or develop you, they don't really care about you. And that includes De'Ami Brown. Let De'Ami Brown go get paid somewhere else. Maybe you bring him back on a team-friendly deal, but to take a reduced role, because we need to get better. We need to get better at wide receiver, need to get better at running back, offensive line, defensive line, safety, cornerback, so many positions that we have to get better at. And it's all because we have to maximize the window of opportunity to win the big game while Jane's on a rookie contract. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports, here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, and on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.